This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, we just got some real asinine type stuff. I'm hearing that doctors fighting Ebola in the Congo have to wear disguises now so they don't get shot. You know, the death toll of that Ebola outbreak that started in August is already at 1,161. And a lot of militiamen think Ebola is a conspiracy against them. And so these doctors, so they don't get shot or killed while they're trying to do work, have to wear disguises. Now, I don't look like the typical doctor. People find my look not as doctorly. I think everybody is thinking of a whole Marcus Welby, or, and I'm a little bit more Hawkeye. You know, or Turk and JD. I don't really kind of have the whole, you know, I have the New England Journal of Medicine memorized every morning sort of look. And so my guess is somebody like me could probably go down there and not get attacked as, well, no, I'm sure they would. There's probably somebody there that likes Obamacare, and when I go off, going, this is because of Obamacare. No, Ebola is not because of Obamacare. You know, actually, what is it? You know, three steps of separation, or what is that? Like with the whole Kevin Bacon thing? Maybe we can blame Ebola on Obamacare. Maybe we can. Funding might have gotten dropped. Less pharmaceutical R&D and competition. So we have not a lot of vaccines being produced, and not a pre-Ebola epidemic vaccination effort. Maybe we can, but I won't. I'll give Obama a pass on this one. But, you know, people take this seriously. You know, we're already at 1,100. You know, true, it's not as bad as the one from a couple years ago in West Africa. But when doctors have to actually wear disguises to not get shot, how many people do you think are volunteering to run out there and help? I mean, number one, Ebola is already one of the most virulent viruses out there and deadly. I think they say the morbidity of it is about 67%, but I've heard anywhere from 80 to 90%. You get Ebola, there's a good chance you could die, you know, unless we initiate treatment right away. So one is you're already dealing with a very, very deadly disease. Number two is when you come back home, you don't get to come back home. You're going to be quarantined for a while. Number three, people are shooting at you. And number four, you're not really home on your couch with your Netflix. So, and then, you know, people don't like doctors anyway. People give doctors a bunch of crap. So, we really don't know how to incentivize people to kind of go out there and do. You know, same thing with medicine. A lot of my son's friends, you know, were really excited about medicine. And they would tell me as they were growing up, I want to be a doctor. Now, the more I think about it, I think they were trying to distract me, you know, where a bunch of the kids were like, oh, yeah, Stone's mom, we want to be in medicine just like you. Could you please give us advice? And while I'm giving advice, my back is turned to the bar. Right? And they're probably raiding the bar or raiding something else. I mean, and now I'm starting to kind of think back on, huh? And the reason why is a bunch of them have decided no medicine for me. And I'm like, whoa, how did that happen? Why is no medicine for you? Well, this is interesting. Some of their college experiences stunk. These kids, a lot of them, not speaking about anybody in particular, but a lot of these kids throughout high school were like, oh, I can't wait for college. College is going to be so much fun. Party! fraternity. They're thinking girls all over the place. And college didn't seem to be as fun. Teachers didn't seem to be as fair. C+ is a fantastic grade in my class. That's the highest grade I've ever given over the past two decades. Whoa, I can't get to medical school with a C+. And people, I think these kids, in general, get a big dose of reality in college. And I notice a lot of kids, when they get to college, you know, they know they're going to be there for 4 or 5 years, and all of a sudden they're like, okay, I want to get the hell out. I don't like my professors. I don't like a lot of my classes. Now I'm not the big senior anymore. I'm a freshman. The parties don't seem to be as good as the movies make it look like. There's not girls, you know, running around doing wet t-shirt contests like the movies imply. And I think a lot of people are like, you know what, I want to get the hell out of school. And I'm seeing a lot of younger people go, no, medicine isn't for me. And I go, wait a second, whoa. Wait a second. You want to take care of people though, right? You know, you think, you know, ambulance and, you know, surgery and delivering babies and taking care of people are cool, yeah. But I just don't like the classes. Well, what classes did they take? Well, if they took English, if they took algebra, you know, if they had to take a social science, something that's non-medicine. And so I'm a little nervous about how, you know, we aren't filling up the, you know, medical school applications to the degree that I would like, because kids start college and they hate it. And nobody really tells kids that college is like high school on steroids. If your teacher was a jerk, there's a very good chance you might have a college professor who's a jerk. You know, everybody thinks it's going to be like Good Will Hunting or whatever, and there are a couple professors who are just so awesome. But in academia, unfortunately, in a lot of these universities, you have, you know, faculty that, they're collecting a paycheck and they don't care. And so these students who are thinking that they're going to be inspired, that they're going to be mentored, you know, that they're going to be, you know, encouraged and guided, find out that, you know, a lot of times nobody gives a crap about them. So they're like, well, let me get the hell out and make some money and start living life. And for some, maybe that's a great decision. But for others, and for the rest of us who need more doctors, we're like, no, please. Become a doctor so then you could go, you know, to Africa and then have to wear a disguise so you don't get shot at. Not a lot of incentive there, people. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So when somebody gets injured by a vaccine, there's a fund. There's a vaccine injury compensation fund. And now people are starting to crucify those that get money for the fund for injuries. Now, I want to talk about this, but we have some caller clips from people who have called into the show when we aren't live. We'll hit that, and then we'll talk about the compensation fund for people who have injuries to vaccines. Don't go, here we go. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia. Here's my issue. You're so pro-vaccine. That's fine. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. But if everybody's vaccinated, why should it matter if I have not been vaccinated or if my kids have not been vaccinated? Because if you've been vaccinated, then you're not going to catch it from me. Because you've been vaccinated, it should be my choice. And I don't need a doctor or a government or a school telling me I should be vaccinated. Because here's the thing. What's really in these vaccines? Where does autism come from? Where's all these diseases that you guys cannot explain where they came from? Yeah, call me a crackpot or whatever, but I'm kind of looking at some of these vaccines as causing some of these diseases that are going around. So think about that for a while, because you guys, you doctors, don't have the answers. So don't blame us anti-vaxxers, as you call them, because maybe we're right and you're wrong.
He doesn't think like the show. All right. No, thank you for your opinion. I love having conversations on this. Yes, I'm pro-vaccine because I really am scared to death of polio. I had a family member die of tetanus. I am not a big fan of meningitis. All right. So I'm a fan of vaccines. I don't think you listen to my show much because I don't like people crucifying groups of people and, you know, calling them anti-vaxxers when, you know, making them look like, you know, crackpots when you have a lot of people that are concerned about vaccines and they're concerned about side effects and want more education. So you brought up a few things. Okay, we've talked about this on the show, and I'm afraid you might have just gotten a Polaroid snap of one segment, but we've talked a lot about how it kind of works when it comes to vaccines. And the vaccine program is not so much about individuals. It's about a herd. It's about public. It's about the public, okay? If we're doing anything communistic, if I could say, then most countries have, you know, individual goals and then goals for society. And so vaccination, not only does it help you individually, but there's a higher goal. There's a higher campaign. And so if a person doesn't get vaccinated, I thought that same thing in medical school. I'm like, all right, well, if I don't want to get the chickenpox vaccine, then I get the chickenpox on me. Everybody leave me alone. If you're vaccinated, you're fine. Well, as we see with this measles outbreak and the mumps outbreak, like I said yesterday, you know, finally the media is covering that some of these cases are in vaccinated individuals, which is something I, as a doctor, want to know. And so the question is if people vaccinated against measles are getting the measles, we need to know why. And so if it's, okay, well, I just won't vaccinate myself, and if you're vaccinated, you're fine. Unvaccinated people can allow a breeding ground or a brewing of an infectious disease. So if I, let's say, got vaccinated against Ebola, I still don't want Ebola in our country, in any country, because I don't trust it. It could mutate. It could brew. And so somebody who is unvaccinated will allow the propagation of a virus and allow its mutation. Not always, but it can. So that's why when, you know, people have that argument, but, you know, look, if you're vaccinated, you won't get it from me, leave me alone. When we look at more of a society or a public standpoint, we can't have infectious disease brew. We can't do that. And again, just think of HIV, just think of Ebola. These are viruses that can mutate very, very, look at the flu. So the more of a population we have that allows it to grow and persist and fester, the higher a chance a vaccinated person can get the disease also. So we have to go for broke. We have to go for eradication of these things where they just can't live and latch on. And if any of you have ever had, and those of you that aren't really hip on vaccines, and, you know, I understand a lot of the concerns, which is why I'll never, like, make fun of you like they do in the media, but If any of you have ever had an infection that doesn't go away, or had like a lice infestation at work, or I don't know. Let's just use lice. Okay, I don't know if any of you guys have ever been exposed to lice, but a school has to practically close down and clean up because one little baby louse can cause havoc. And so if you ever become infected with something, you're like, oh, my gosh, I just want to get rid of it. I want to get rid of every single bacteria. That's kind of how we have to approach it in society. Now, the next thing he brought up, which, again, is an argument that a lot of people bring up, is if vaccines don't cause autism, when the hell is somebody going to tell us why autism is on the rise? And I, as a doctor, I would really, really like to know why autism is on the rise. I don't believe it's vaccines. I get why people think there's a correlation. I do not think vaccines cause autism. Why? I have family members with autism in my extended family, and it's genetic. All right, there's a gene. When you see a whole, you know, group of siblings have it, okay, there's no way it was a vaccine that was given, you know, in the 90s. So I can say from personal experience that, you know, notwithstanding all the science out there, that vaccines do not cause autism. Now, what I have, though, said is we have a lot of people out there saying, look, here was my kid. They were very socially adept. All of a sudden, they got the shot, and boom, they lost their social skills. They're different. They seem to have some, challenges intellectually. So did they get a reaction? Did they get a mild encephalitis from a vaccine? And that is a known side effect. Encephalitis is a known side effect that could maybe make them appear to be autistic. So then the question lies, is this new number of 1 in 53 children, you know, having autism, is it true autism? Or is it, you know, a autism-like illness that, you know, was caused by cell phones or mom eating processed foods or vaccines? We don't know. And so we aren't studying and researching it fast enough. And you have a lot of parents out there who are scared. And so when nobody explains why autism is on the rise, parents are going to be like, look, I only got one child, or I only got one chance to make sure my kid is healthy. And they may not choose vaccines, even though I think vaccines is one of the healthiest things you can do for a child. They may be freaked out. And so, this is why people are frustrated. So, and when we in the media, you know, or in Congress start calling people names like anti-vaxxers and start making them look like, you know, kookies, that's not, kook jobs, that's not going to solve the problem. When you have people that are scared or they're afraid, like, you know, we have this case of, you know, somebody who got the HPV vaccine and then ended up having a paralyzing illness. Yeah, you know, we're going to have the conversation, okay? You know, trying to make people feel dumb and scare people into talking about their concerns about vaccines isn't going to solve the problem. I mean, we can't be totalitarian with this. We need to allow a discourse. You know, why are people concerned? Now, can we prove that paralysis comes from a vaccine? If somebody has a side effect, we can't. But we also can't prove it didn't cause it. So that's what makes this so damn tricky. Now, somebody would say, well, we have a vaccine injury compensation fund, which I'm going to be talking about in the next segment. Yeah, we do. And people say, well, if we have it, then that must mean there's injuries to vaccine. Everything has a side effect. But you can't also look at what gets paid out as a sign of, oh, there's, you know, a lot of, vaccine injuries. So keep the discourse coming. Keep the questions coming in the comments. I love it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hunter hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders speaking to a town hall in Orangeburg, South Carolina this morning. Again, pushed for tuition-free college.
In terms of the percentage of young Americans with college degrees, today we are number 11 behind countries like South Korea, Japan, Canada, Ireland, the United Kingdom, and Australia. And that, to me, is not acceptable.
His town hall is the fourth stop in a four-day, four-state swing through North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and Alabama. Sanders highlighting his policy on education and environmental justice. On Fox News this morning, Gary Kaltbaum with Kaltbaum Financial Management criticized Sanders' continued call for socialism.
I keep hearing from Bernie Sanders that we don't want the socialism from Venezuela. We want different socialism, but every proposal out of his mouth is how Venezuela went down this road.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
all right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've been getting a lot of emails and Facebook posts, you know, concerned about vaccines and vaccine safety. And, you know, one thing that is really getting people riled up is that, you know, they're accused of reading fake news and, you know, being, you know, unintelligent, and there's a lot of name calling that's being done that I think is, you know, to scare people, you know, from, you know, not wanting to vaccinate. And I mean, okay, people are smarter than that. Okay, I mean, I'm a doctor that's pro-vaccine, but if I want a mom to vaccinate her children, calling her names is not going to do it. And I'm just really frustrated that, you know, as a society, we're that kind of dumb, you know, and naive to think that name-calling and, you know, scaring people into them being, you know, on the less popular side of the issue is going to work. And bullying, I think, doesn't have its place with this. However, we have a big problem here, right? Measles has made a resurgence. Mumps has made a resurgence. That's a problem. Flu. We have tons of people that don't want to get the flu shot. But millions of people refuse to get the flu shot. Nobody's calling them anti-vaxxers. No one's making fun of them. Nobody's preventing them from going to school. Well, because that wouldn't be popular. They'd lose votes because there's a lot of people that don't like the flu shot. Well, I, you know, don't be ripping on, you know, people, you know, afraid to give their child the MMR if you yourself refuse to get a flu shot. So, I, you know, we kind of have, you know, people not pooping or getting off the pot. And I want, where do I politically stand? Where I politically stand is I want less infectious disease in this country. I want more education, and I want people being listened to. Because if there is a scary side effect to something, I want us to feel free and open and have that freedom of speech to go, you know what, I'm a little worried about this vaccine. You know, I've heard some cases of paralysis. I'd like us to know more. And I want us to be in a society where we're like, all right, let's just halt it, or let's wait a second. Let's take a look. Let's find out what the true numbers are and educate you guys on the risk. Not going to happen, though. That type of society, that it won't happen. Because the government doesn't trust people. Right? They think people are going to panic, and if they hear that there's one little side effect, they're not going to get their kids vaccinated. And if they don't get their kids vaccinated, then we don't have a robust vaccination program. And in order for a vaccine program to work, you need everybody on board, like I just explained in the last segment. You know, with Ebola, if Ebola ever comes to our country, God forbid, and not everybody wants to get the vaccine, and it's spreading like wildfire, we're screwed. I mean, we need everybody on board. When it comes to infectious disease, it's all about containment. Not the most politically correct and, you know, democratic thing in 2019. But trust me, if Ebola comes here, it is going to look like, you know, I don't know, 200 AD. In terms of, all right, you guys that are sick, you go here. Those of you that aren't sick, go here. You guys are getting vaccines. If you're not vaccinated, you're out. I mean, that's, and the public may be like, oh, okay, that's okay, because they're scared. Well, people aren't really scared of measles. People don't seem to be scared of the flu. So you don't have everybody on board when it comes to vaccines. So this vaccine injury compensation program is a system through where the U.S. can pay and subsidize you if you've suffered an injury to a vaccine. Now, from what I'm being told by TheAtlantic.com, more than $4 billion has been paid to people who claim to have been harmed by vaccines. According to public record, from 2013 to 2017, the program paid out an average of $229 million a year to patients and their families. The average payment ended up being $430,000. So, what some people are concerned about is that you could have people that lie. That some of these quote-unquote cases of vaccine injury, now mind you, I believe that there are some cases, I believe everything has side effects, okay? So I don't think everyone's lying, but based on the type of money that can get paid out, are we having some people that go, whoa, you had a side effect, let's collect. And again, it's hard to prove, it's hard to disprove. So, you know, the vaccine injury compensation program is kind of at the center of this, where there's a lot of money that is being paid out to people who have had vaccine injuries. Are they real vaccine injuries? If there are, then there's a lot of them. If not, then there's a lot of people taking advantage. Now, the manufacturer is not liable if you have a side effect to a vaccine. So this is a little loophole that we have where most of the time you could sue the drug company, but not in terms of a vaccine, because again, the government doesn't want vaccine companies to get scared. They want vaccine companies to keep making vaccines. And so if somebody says, look, you know, it gave me Guillain-Barré, or I reacted to it, or I had such a bad reaction, or my child now, you know, is different, these vaccine companies will be like, no, I'm out of it. So there's an incentive for the vaccine company to stay in the game because they won't be liable. The government is going to take on the claims. But that's a problem because some people are using that, the money amount, as you see, there's tons of vaccine injuries. How do we solve this problem? We need some transparency. We need a lot of transparency. We weren't getting it originally with the measles outbreak. All we were getting is Orthodox Jews aren't vaccinating, and we need to ban them and ban the school, and that, you know. And then finally, you know, we start to hear some reports, oh, you know what, the majority of them were unvaccinated. Okay, so how many people were vaccinated and still got measles? I'd like to know that. Then just the other day, we had a family go, you know what, my kid got the mumps, but don't start going after me. We did vaccinate our kid. Now you have parents freaked out that their, you know, Child Protective Services is going to come after them if somebody thinks they didn't vaccinate their kid. I mean, now shot records are, I mean, you better have your shot records because who knows where this is going to go. So, we need a lot more transparency with what's going on. And my guess, if you really want my opinion as a doctor, my guess is these vaccines are very, very safe, but there are cases where we have a bad outcome. And they're few and far between, but just one is enough to scare the hell out of a parent, and understandably so. You know, a lot of these parents that don't want to vaccinate their kid, you know, it's not because they're, you know, I don't know, you know, mentally ill. It's, you know, a lot of them are doing it because they love their kid. They don't want to take their healthy kid in somewhere and get, you know, put that kid at risk. They think they're doing good for their kid, the majority of them. Or some people are like, well, you know what, I'm pro-vax. I'm okay with some vaccines. I just don't want to give my kid 50. So until we stop all the political BS and the, you know, name calling and the bullying, I don't think we're going to make any headway. And in fact, we're going to breed a lot more distrust as people say, look, if you're going to accuse me of this and you're going to try to bully me, then I'm going to stand firmer. And that's not what we're trying to do here, not with a robust vaccine program. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
We are back on the Dr.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for stopping by. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Yeah, please don't stop by and then leave. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. So, do you guys eat roadkill? Okay, we don't really have a lot of roadkill where I live. I mean, there's bunny rabbits a lot. You'll see a lot of dead rabbits. And every now and then you'll see a dead coyote. But we don't really eat a lot of it. Well, apparently, I'm reading this from Fox News, that some people look at roadside meat that gets run over by cars as great meat. You know, and it's a waste to leave the dead deer there. If a deer died, you know, might as well let its death help others, right? And it's free. That would be a shame to waste, I guess some people think. So in 2017, they say Wisconsin saw nearly 20,000 deer-caused vehicle accidents, according to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. And the accidents usually peak in May, June, October, and November, because that's where deer mating and birthing seasons occur. It's true. When my little cats, you know, are running around all amorous and stuff, they do stupid. And they fall off, you know, like, you know, Shaky Boo will try to show off and, you know, try to be on a little balcony hand railing, and then it'll start to slip. And I'm like, what are you doing? I mean, you know, the little girl cats are like, oh, my hero. So I guess when it's mating season and people are more amorous, they start to, you know, I guess they do stupid, right? So deers are getting in the way of cars and dying. So Wisconsin is going to allow people to register their car-killed deer, bear, or turkey online or by phone. Once confirmed, the animal can be removed and used as food without waiting for a police-issued tag. According to The Guardian, over 600 moose are killed in Alaska each year, leaving meat on the road that tallies to thousands of pounds. Rather than wasting it, the state gives a roadkill to charities willing to process and use the animals at their own risk. They say other states that will allow roadkill pickups are Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and Tennessee. According to New York Daily News, California is also trying to legalize this practice, which may be further spurred on by the cost of disposing the car-killed animals. So if it's expensive to take a dead animal off the road, and people are just doing it themselves, I mean, as long as we don't have those zombie deers or, you know, a mad cow sort of illness or whatever, I'm just worried that people may be like, okay, good, I can hunt animals now with my car. But it makes sense. If the animal's dead and freshly killed, why not eat the meat? It just, you know, who's going to test the meat? One study by UC Davis Road Ecology Center counted about 6,600 roadkill instances in California during its study period. In California, 6,600. The accidents led to an estimated $300 million for the state. Estimates go as high as $600 million when the accidents are unreported to police, when you factor that in. Well, you would think if the police get involved, it's even more expensive. So by these numbers, they say the stakes appear high for officials deciding what to do with roadkill animals, allowing drivers and bystanders to take the roadkill home. Seems easy. And a lot of people like the idea. Now, PETA has weighed in. They say if people must eat animal carcasses, roadkill is a superior option to the neatly shrink-wrapped plastic packages of meat in the supermarket. They say eating roadkill is healthier for the consumer than meat laden with antibiotics, hormones, and growth stimulants, as most meat is today. So that was PETA's stand, it sounds like. Wow. So, roadkill offers free-range animals, allowed to live naturally, and likely without even knowing what hit them. Okay, no. Okay, now they're starting to make it sound like, okay, roadkill is the most humane way to eat a dead animal. No, but the magazine Modern Farmer says eating roadkill is as safe as hunted game, especially if hit on a cold day where it gets immediate refrigeration. In fact, the magazine calls not eating roadkill an intensely wasteful act. There's also TV shows catering to roadkill cooking. There was a 2013 roadkill episode on All You Can Eat. From fried squirrel to antelope chili, They say you'll see that Americans do not live by beef and chicken alone. But according to Food Safety News, animals hit by a car are likely to have a ruptured gut. If that happens, then the meat could be contaminated by contents of the animal's stomach, intestines, which means there could be E. coli or other bacteria. So if you hit a road, if you hit an animal, their colon or intestine, you know, rupture, which they can, because, I mean, obviously there was a blow to kill it, that meat's dirty meat. So you don't really have a lot of food safety inspectors. And then, of course, we always worry about the chronic wasting disease in deer, some of the zombie deer stuff. So, you know, you're now kind of taking this into your own hand. Wasn't somebody in a marmot and died? A couple ate a marmot and died because there was a disease in that? So, roadkill. I don't know. I don't know. We don't eat coyotes where I come from. We just don't. I know some people eat scorpions. That's crazy. More than 500 people have tested positive for HIV in southern Pakistan because there's an outbreak that local officials are blaming on a rogue pediatrician. They say this pediatrician infected a lot more. Almost 14,000 individuals have now been screened in the district of Lakarna, where a sudden spike in HIV incidence was first detected. They say of those testing positive, 410 are children. Dr. Mimam told Pakistani newspaper Dawn. He said another 29 students tested positive in the most recent round of blood screening. The doctor is accused of infecting patients using repeated use of a single contaminated syringe. He's been in custody, and he himself has HIV, but has denied the allegations. Authorities are also not ruling out the possibility that the outbreak is a result of negligence in the region, and there's a high prevalence, I guess, of shady medical practices. Yeah, a lot of people hear these and they freak out that, you know, when they get an injection. Well, you know, I heard of somebody not wanting to get the flu shot because they didn't want to take the risk of it being a dirty needle. And even though I started to go, come on, you know, one of my ex-nurses stole a bunch of flu shots from me, pretended to be Dr. Dahlia, and was doing a flu shot clinic and selling flu shots. And she didn't steal enough syringes for the amount of flu shots she took, which made me wonder, did she, you know, have extra syringes or not? And so, you know, we called the police. She was arrested. But don't get a flu shot from any non-official place. You know, get it from a pharmacy, get it from the health department, get it from your doctor's office, and ask them to open up the syringe. Don't mess around with that. I mean, you could be, don't worry about being nice. Tell them, look, I want to see what you're drawing up. Remember that, remember the meningitis outbreak that happened because the medicine had fungus in it. So people were getting steroid injections in their back, but there was a mold or fungus within the medication. Well, the problem ended up being, it was the compounding pharmacy. There was some sort of contaminant, so it got in the medicine. And so, you know, usually you shake up the steroid, so it's, you have to shake it up before you administer it. So I was telling people to don't ask them to shake it up, let you examine it first. You know, but a lot of doctor's offices don't take the time to do that. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.